blessed and happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and to those of you who are not from the parish who are visiting family and friends, welcome, and a happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thank you for celebrating Thanksgiving Day by coming to Mass, by celebrating the Eucharist, which, as you know, means to give thanks. I want to publicly offer Thanksgiving for our good and new priest, Father Christie's presence here, who is celebrating his first Thanksgiving Day in America. Father, we're blessed to have you, and thank you for being a part of us. I have assured him that North Dakota weather will not get any colder than this, and I trust you will offer him the same so he doesn't run away. Everyone, for my homily, just I want to give one thought on Christian gratitude. Not just gratitude, Christian gratitude. The way Christ's heart is grateful. The heart that lives in you and me through baptism. And that aspect connected to this beautiful gospel of the 10 lepers. First, some historical background to appreciate the profound point I'm going to make. Historical background. So leprosy, as you know, was this terrible, awful, yucky disease that basically ate you alive. It ate them alive. Started at the appendages and ate the person away. Leprosy ate one alive. If that wasn't enough, it was contagious. So not only did it suck life from you, it also alienated. And so you had to be alone. It sucked life from you and made you all alone. That's why leprosy is such an effective biblical image for sin. Sin sucks our heart of life and makes it all alone. But that's a topic for another homily. And so they were, right, isolated from society, and the one thing above others, including others, they couldn't worship God. They couldn't gather in the synagogue because they were unclean and contagious. And thus the reason, dear people, that the priests regulated this whole process of becoming clean to certify that they can now join the people of God in worship without making others unclean. Which brings us to our point. They yell out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then it says, Jesus, after seeing them, said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." The lepers would have heard Jesus saying, "You're clean. Now go show yourself to the priest so they can certify that and you can go back into society and the people of God." But here is what's profound. Jesus says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And then the next line is this: as they were going, they were cleansed. As they were going. So when Jesus said, "Go show yourselves to the priests to show him that you're clean," they weren't yet, they didn't have visible proof, they didn't have verifiable proof, they didn't experience yet that they were clean. They only had to take Jesus' word for it. You followed that. In trusting Christ's word, without having to first experience what he said is true, without having to have verifiable evidence that says, "Wait, Jesus, I don't think I'm clean yet. Without that, they trust what he says is true and does what he says. And in that, they experience the truth of what he said. What I propose to you today, dear people, is this. The space between what Jesus said and they actually experiencing it is where Christian gratitude happens. Christian gratitude isn't, I decided God was good to me and he met my standard. And so now I'm going to be grateful to him. No, God has promised me he's good to me. And I'm grateful whether I think or experience it or not. Because I trust him. Isn't this fun? Let me put it this way. God has told us through St. Paul, God makes all things work for the good for those who love him. If you trust God who said that to you, you can thank him always and everywhere. Because he makes all things work for the good for those who love him. Not only after I've decided he met my standard of what it means to be good to me. When I was vocation director for 11 years, I would fly around the country visiting all our good seminarians on behalf of Bishop Zipfel. And so every year I'd go visit Father Johnson and Father Luger, who are at Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit, a wonderful seminary. And I would go and spend a couple of days there. And every year, besides carrying out the important business Bishop Zipfel wanted me to carry out, I would make sure Father Johnson scheduled two things for me. First, that we would go to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and watch the University of Michigan Wolverines wrestle. It wasn't the highest priority, but it was right up there. And then second, that he would arrange for me to go and be able to visit the tomb of Blessed Solanus Casey, that holy Capuchin friar who was just, canonized. And like all holy, many holy saints, Solanus Casey was this simple, holy man that most of his brother monks thought was too simple to carry out the important stuff, and so he had the simple jobs of porter, kitchen, etc. But the faithful saw the holiness in this man, and they would go to him begging him to pray for them, and they would bring all their needs to him. And here's what that beautiful man would do. He would meet with the family, he would meet with the person, they would bring his need to them, ask him, Father, please pray for this. They would pray for that together, and then he would say these beautiful words. Now, we just entrusted that to God. And God is always good. And so now you can begin to thank him ahead of time. Christian gratitude thanks God ahead of time. And by doing that, I get out of myself so I can actually receive the good he's already doing for me. May God grant us that grace to live with faith that says God is good to me always and everywhere. And so I rightly give him thanks always and everywhere. May you be praised, dear Lord.